Hey there, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into something really interesting. It's quite concise, actually, an excerpt titled Dorm Safety, Non-Lethal Defense for College Students. And what really jumps out, you know, the thing we're going to explore today is this central statement. It says, college students turn to non-lethal defense for dorm safety. Okay, so let's maybe break this down a little. I mean, on the surface, sounds pretty straightforward, right? A simple observation. But what's really going on there? What does it tell us about how students are thinking about safety in their dorms, specifically? Our mission, really, for this deep dive is to unpack the implications of this particular trend.
Yeah, it's fascinating because that one sentence, it really points to a shift, doesn't it?
Yeah,
or maybe an ongoing consideration for, well, a very specific group in a specific place.
Yeah.
We need to look at what it means when college students, you know, are actively turning to these non-lethal methods for safety in their dorms.
Mm-hmm.
It brings up some big questions, I think. Questions about perceived safety, yeah. Personal agency, too, and just how approaches to security are maybe evolving on campus.
Exactly. So let's start with maybe the why.
Mm.
The article suggests a few reasons behind this shift. What drivers does the source actually point to for students making these kinds of choices?
Well, it highlights a few key things.
Hmm?
First off, there's a really strong emphasis on perceived vulnerability.
Yeah.
It's not always about, you know, hard crime stats going up. Sometimes it's more a feeling, especially for students who are maybe new to living on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They feel they need a bit more control over their safety.
Oh.
And this feeling, it might come from stories they hear or news or just, you know, the general anxiety of moving into this shared, sometimes quite open environment.
So less about a definite spike in crime, maybe, and more about wanting that feeling of empowerment, peace of mind.
Precisely, yeah. And the article also mentions the accessibility and affordability side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And compared to some complex security setup, these non-lethal items, they're often pretty easy on the budget, easy to get hold of, makes them a practical choice for students.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Practical, yeah.
And then finally, the source touches on this desire for autonomy. A lot of students, it seems, want that ability to react quickly, personally, rather than, you know, only relying on campus security or institutional measures. It's a proactive kind of stance.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. I mean, if you're stepping into more independence, taking charge of your own safety seems like a natural part of that. Which brings us to the what. When the source talks about non-lethal defense, what exactly are students using? What tools or strategies does it mention? Are we talking self-defense classes or something else?
The source is actually pretty specific here. It's mostly about tangible things, items you can deploy easily. The most common ones mentioned are things like personal safety alarms, you know, those small devices that make a really loud noise.
Oh, right. To attract attention.
Exactly. To attract attention, maybe scare someone off. Then pepper spray comes up a lot. Though the article is careful to point out that the rules around pepper spray legality, campus policies, they vary a lot. Depends on the state, the specific university.
Okay, so that's a bit more complex.
It is. And interestingly, it also talks about the growing popularity of things like portable door locks or doorstop alarms. These are just simple devices, basically, that add another layer of security right onto the dorm room door.
Yeah.
Often kind of bypassing the official locks the university provides.
Wow, the portable door locks. That's a really interesting detail. It really highlights that desire for, like you said, personal control. It's almost like a workaround, isn't it?
It does feel a bit like that, yeah. A personal workaround.
So what does the source say about how these personal choices, these gadgets, interact with the official campus security, the university policies? Because I can imagine that gets into a bit of a gray area.
You're absolutely right. It's definitely a significant gray area.
Yeah.
The article notes that, you know, while universities promote their campus-wide security efforts, their policies on personal defense items can be, well, mixed. Sometimes even quite restrictive.
Restrictive? How so?
Well, some outright ban pepper spray, for instance. They worry about misuse or maybe accidental discharge in a crowded dorm. Others might allow it, but maybe only under very specific conditions. And this can create a real disconnect, you know?
Yeah, I see that.
Students are looking for practical solutions because they perceive a need for safety, but then they might find that the very things they choose, even non-lethal ones, actually go against the campus rules.
Mm.
So it really raises a big question for the institutions, doesn't it? How do they balance that student desire for personal safety tools with their own safety protocols, their own regulations? It's tricky.
It sounds like a really complex negotiation, yeah. between like individual feelings of need and the institution's responsibility. The article seems to paint a picture of students navigating this pretty deliberately.
I think that's right. It suggests it's a proactive choice, an informed choice, often. Students trying to bridge what they see as a gap in their personal security, whether that gap is statistically real or just perceived. And, you know, it also probably puts a bit of pressure back on the universities, pressure to maybe reevaluate their own approaches to dorm safety, thinking about not just their traditional security measures, but also, you know, what their students actually expect now regarding self-protection.
So wrapping this up then, what does all this really mean? Our deep dive into just that one sentence, college students turn to non-lethal defense for dorm safety. It really shows how a few words can paint such a rich picture, right? It's about shifting priorities, changing perceptions around personal security. It's definitely not just a simple choice. It's this complex mix of feeling vulnerable, wanting autonomy, and finding practical responses in a pretty unique living situation.
Absolutely. And if we try to connect this to the sort of bigger picture, this trend, students choosing non-lethal options for dorm safety, it raises a really important question for the future, I think. You know, we live in an age where information about security is everywhere. Individual empowerment is a big theme. So how will institutions adapt? How will they support a generation that increasingly seems to want an active role in their own safety instead of just, you know, relying solely on the established systems? That's maybe something for you, the listener, to think about. What does this trend suggest about personal responsibility and security for young adults today? We'll leave you with that thought.